Some successful South Africans pull together in order to try and overcome social problems that on their own would be insurmountable. One such organization is the International Women's Forum of South Africa. It was founded by Mam Zanele Mbeki together with a group of like-minded women. By crystallizing their skills and resources, the IWSA is seeking to make a difference in the country. Well, to tell us more about it, I'm joined on the line by Dot Field. She's of Dot Field Consulting. Thanks very much for joining us, Dot. So you have all these heavyweight women, not in a physical sense, of course, I hasten to add, but in life a compliment sense, who've come together under the IWFSA banner. So just tell us why the organization was conceived in the first place and what it's doing in practice to make an impact on those whose life chances are less fortunate.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Yes, the International Women's Forum of South Africa is in fact a chapter of a far larger organization globally, and that is called the International Women's Forum. So it might be a good idea for me to just start and give you a bit of a history on that organization, because that's where the deep heritage and legacy comes.
Please do.
International Women's Forum was established in 1974 by Elie Guggenheimer, who was a very famous writer and civic leader and philanthropist in the United States. It then went global in 1982, and in 1994 became known as the International Women's Forum. Now, this forum connects some of the world's most preeminent women of significant and diverse achievement and brings together a really unprecedented global membership who exchanges ideas and learn and inspire one another to promote better leadership. So the real fundamental of the International Women's Forum is promoting leadership. There are 6,500 women members across 33 countries and 74 forums across the world. And as you mentioned at the beginning, the South African chapter was established in 2000 by Zanele Mbeki. So we're very privileged to have a chapter in South Africa of such a wonderful organization such as the International Women's Forum. Mm. And as I've mentioned, the real emphasis, particularly for us in South Africa, is on the development and upliftment of women, and in particular, leadership.
Absolutely. So in practical terms, what type of work are you doing in this regard?
So in South Africa, we've got two important areas, and I can touch on a previous program and then the current program. So the flagship program is the Strategic Leadership Program, or SLP, and that's aimed at young women in senior management positions. And it's a 12-month part-time program that provides a carefully structured balance between academic input and IWFSA-backed interventions. And today, 200 fellows have graduated from this program. The academic credibility has been provided through a partnership with the Gordon Institute of Business Sciences, and it's a very vigorous and highly interactive approach. Mm. So that's been our flagship program to date. And at present, we've also got a wonderful program called Young Leaders Connect. And that's a program that provides an arena from which the future young leaders of Africa, and including, of course, those from South Africa, can network with their peers across the globe to exchange ideas, learn from, and inspire each other. And just to give you an example of the kind of international inspiration the ladies in Young Leaders Connect get, a while back in February this year, we've had a very interesting fellow International Women's Forum member, a previous president, in fact, internationally of the organization, and that was Attorney General Alison Maynard Gibson from the Bahamas. Mm. She came through to South Africa, and I was privileged enough to attend a session where she was interacting with the young leaders, some of the young leaders in South Africa. And it's just that kind of exposure that you get to people you would never normally interact with or meet that is just so fascinating. So that's just one example of the Young Leaders Connect program.
And just in terms of the ages, you know, if you've got kids here in South Africa who are underprivileged, do you tap onto those who show that they've got, you know, good intelligence, doing well at school, to sort of begin to get them familiarized with issues like leadership at an early stage? Do you intervene at an early stage?
Well, certain of the members within the International Women's Forum are also partners on other programs, and I can just speak on my own experience. So I was a mentor with the SALSI Take a Girl Child to Work, and they had a mentorship program for young schoolgirls as well. And in my capacity as being an IWFSA member, I was approached to be a mentor on that program, and there I very successfully engaged with a young girl who was from a very underprivileged background, and helped her through school, not financially, but emotionally, and in really in a mentorship, true mentorship capacity. And she's now in her third year of university. So many of the International Women's Forum members do mentorship like that in their personal capacities. But the focus for IWFSA, formerly in South Africa, are for women that are in business already and wanting to go up the career path into more leadership positions. So that is the focus primarily. But the members in their own capacity, I know many of our members were involved in that particular program I mentioned, and in many others.
Who are some of the great women in South Africa involved in this body, and just give us a sense of some of their accomplishments?
Wow, so we've really got an illustrious membership in South Africa. Obviously, our patron and founder is Ms. Amelia Mbeki, the former First Lady of the country. Then we've got Ms. Bridget Radebe, Naledi Pando, Dr. Anna Makakong, Namani Makao, Dr. Vuya Mashlati. Those are all past presidents of the South African International Women's Forum. Ms. Mpho Letlapa is the current acting president. Then you've got, a business icon who sadly passed away, Pam Golding from Pam Golding Realty, member, Mam Rafaeli from, legend in print publishing in South Africa, and many others. Veronica Devine, who founded a massive beauty company in South Africa years ago. So Joan Joffe, many other illustrious members. If your listeners want to have more information on the members, they can, of course, visit the website. I can't rattle off 100 names.
Understood.
But IWFSA@telkomsa.net.
Okay, well, you've done a good job in giving us a sense of the caliber of people that you're talking about. How much work does the organization do with our youth or for our youth? Because as no doubt, any interaction with them, could assist them in terms of providing role models, which I think, we are sadly lacking. Also to give young people advice about, the journey to success, that it's not always paved with gold and honey and so on. Do you have those type of engagements with young people as well?
So that is done through Young Leaders Connect, and the members are quite active with that program. So often we'll be asked as a member to come and meet with fellow members of Young Leaders Connect, share our thoughts, our views. We also hold conferences. We were privileged enough to have the whole international body here in 2015 at our Cornerstone Conference. So there's those kind of areas where we do connect. But, there's a place for everybody in the sun, and International Women's Forum per se looks at women who are currently in the workplace and not necessarily the young ladies that are at school or at university. And perhaps that is an area where they should, consider getting more involved in. But at present, it is for women who are already in the workplace.
So we're celebrating Heritage Day, Heritage Month. What is your take, or what are your thoughts around Heritage Day you know, in your capacity as a representative of the IWFSA?
Well, I can speak in my personal capacity, and then, of course, by being a member of them. I think it's so vitally important to celebrate our heritage. You know, South Africa is made out of a kaleidoscope of beautiful cultures and heritage. Myself, I'm proudly South African, but I'm also proudly Swedish. So I will today be celebrating my heritage with my mother. I'm blessed to still have her alive. Mm-hmm. She's Swedish, so I'll be having a Swedish day with my mom, and then also celebrating my South African with my South African family. But I think it's incredibly important to celebrate and really embrace our heritage as South Africans, and I'm grateful that we've got a day like today in which to do so.
Absolutely. So, Dodge, you know, there are so many socioeconomic problems in South Africa. On the one hand, you know, the educational outcomes for the majority of people are not that great, which negatively sets people up for adult life. Then, of course, we have the realities of high unemployment and some people in employment that are barely making enough to sustain themselves. And then also we have, you know, social scourges we experience around drugs, abuse of women and other crime. When faced with these realities, how does the organization work to intervene in these areas, if at all?
You know, I would again say that each individual member in their own capacity does what they can to influence and be a beacon of light and of hope in what sometimes seems to be quite dismal circumstances. Mm. It's not something per se that the organization embraces and takes on as a driver, as you know, we are primarily there to look at leadership platforms and leadership development. But the members in their individual capacities, I know, really do get stuck in and do try as best as possible to help where they can. So it's just in my own personal space, I'm very involved with an organization called the Viva Foundation of South Africa. And we've established an independent primary school in a squatter camp. And I know it's a word people don't like to use, but that is what it is in outside Pretoria, where there's over 22,000 residents and no schooling. So each, and that's just an example of what I'm doing, that each of the members equally are involved in similar projects.
Yes.
And I must just add that the membership of the International Women's Forum is by invitation only. So you have to be nominated to be a member. We are around 120 members active in South Africa at the moment. But it's really a privilege and an honor for me to be a member of the International Women's Forum. And I take the role very seriously, as I know most all of my fellow members do.
That's lovely. That's lovely. So now, okay, you've really made it very clear that the emphasis is on leadership. And in South Africa, there's been an ongoing discussion, debate about the caliber of leadership that we have in the country. And you guys in one corner are trying to do your little bit to make an impact. How frustrating is it for you sometimes when you look at, you know, some of the consequences that have arisen from what we're now learning to have been bad leadership? And how can we, you know, get over the hurdle and get to a situation where people who are in positions of leadership are actually about serving others and not themselves?
Well, I think what we must always do, and again, I go back to my own personal space and what I do, is you have to continue being a beacon of hope. You have to continue calling out bad behavior or calling out bad leadership and living by example. So if you have good moral values, if you stand up for what's right, your light shines, and by your light shining, so, you know, you can't ever give up hope. And I think as we've seen an incredible turnaround in the country, I'm personally extremely optimistic and quite excited for the future. I heard our president speak on Friday, where he announced the economic plans for the way forward, and I'm extremely excited and positive for what lies ahead.
Indeed.
And I think wherever you see corruption, if you see something that's amiss, don't be shy. Call it out. Say it as it is, and And that's the only way forward. If we all live by that, things will certainly get better, and they are.
Okay, no, let's remain optimistic. Thank you so much, Dot, for giving a sense of what you do as an organization. That was Dot Field. She's of Dot Field Consulting, and she's a member of the IWFSA.